together.
And in complete love.
And
Anna Douglas, we saw on the road this morning. And Gina. Not very sharp. Gina Sharp. And for those of you that are a couple of amazing people, former monk suicide already, and former.
ยาวๆครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับครับ
at the center in Burma.
ဒီနေ့ကယောဂီကိုဘယ်လိုပြောလဲဆိုအရင်ဆုံးတရားထုတ်တာပါလေဆိုတာကိုပြောပြ။
Usually when you talk to the yogi at the center, he starts by telling them what he thinks meditation is.
နောက်သူ့လိုစိတ်နဲ့အားထုတ်အောင
်။ Tell them what sort of mindset they should be having.
သူ့လို attitude နဲ့အားထုတ်အောင
်။ What attitude?
အချိန်ကလည်းဒီနေ့ကဘယ်လိုပြောလဲဆိုတရားထုတ်တယ်ဆိုစိတ်ရသူစိတ်ရထားပြီးမြင့်တယ
်
ဟိုအားတော့ထုတ်ပြီးတော့အားလည်းအားထုတ်နေကြာလည်းကြာတယ်အဲ့ဆိုရင်သူရဲ့စိတ်ကတဖြည်းဖြည်းမြင့်တက်လာ
So it will be practiced and also practiced for a long time to feel that that mind
ဒီလိုပုံရင်းကြက်လာတယ်နော်အာထုတ်တယ်မှန်တယ်အငြင်းနဲ့အာထုတ်မယ်ဆိုရင
်
ဒီကြက်လာစိတ်ကဘူးဘူးဖြစ်လာတယ်အခြေခံမိတရားထုတ်တာစိတ်လုံးလို့ပြော
တ
ယ်ဘယ်လိုလုပ်ကြည့်ကြမ်းလဲ
He doesn't
exercise
the yogi.
For them
to put their hands together.
More interesting.
So,
let them
touch it.
And you ask them, can you feel when I was touching? Why do you know that I'm touching? Why do you know this sensation? Oh, no?Whatever. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဟုတ်ကဲ့
မှန်ကဟိုဒီဟာတွေကိုဦးဇင်းကလုံးနေကြပုံစံနဲ့ပြောတာ
Yeah. He's just
telling you what he usually says. No way.
He knows you're all now. Beginner.
So, ah, you want to be that. Say, look, that was your thing.
So this is how he tries to tell them that the object is always there. But whether the mind is working or not, that's more important.
If the mind is thinking or something like
that, it won't know
what's going to happen.
And then he also uses the opportunity
to
show the yogi, this is the mind at work.
The mind is
paying attention,
paying
attention
to the mind. And the deep time is the opposite of the mind.
He wants to say to the yogis that paying attention to the object alone does not make it meditation. In the background of the mind that's meditating, there has to be the right idea,
right knowledge about meditation. Right information here, right knowledge here, right activity here. ဒီလိုအာထုတဲ့စိတ်ကဟိုအာယုံပိုင်းနဲ့အာထုတဲ့စိတ်ကပိုအရေးကြီးတယ်လို့ပြောချင်တယ
်ဆိုဒီလိုဆိုင်စီကပေါ့ဆိုတော့ that more than the object is the mind that's meditating
ဒီလိုအာထုတဲ့စိတ်အမှန်နဲ့အရေးအမှန်နဲ့လို့လို့
if the mind is meditating you're trying to meditate the mind is trying to meditate but it has a wrong idea about meditation in the mind what happens to the practice
Yeah.
And then they do this
the
whole day.
For a lifetime.
I continue the awareness of Lana.
That's why he gets
right. Lana, I'm the delete habu. But then you look at me, you do a man, my
God,
my God,
So there is a continuity of awareness can become an alarming ingredient. That's why we have to be very careful. If they do it right, it's fine. If they do it wrong, then it's fine.
But don't let you go to the man and do it. I am my little Yogi.
The reason he talks about this with them is that the most yogis that come to him, he finds that what he has to do first is straighten out all these wrong ideas they have.
I thought that no, two ideas are very less or you know, fear.
So he tells the meditation.
Because many yogis come to him,
they don't
want
a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then why has all this tension begun for you?
Why have
ideas about what
you
want to do?
Yeah. Through Arthur, through Mamma, who said, Mamma, you
know,
Tajalo, you are. What about
you? And the wrong idea about what it should be. And then we continue to do it for an extended period of time.
And all the time, right and wrong in the sin. Wrong about it, right about it.
So he tries to talk to them about what is right and what is wrong. So if the yogi tells that if they have in the way they try to meditate, there's greed, expectation, there's aversion, resistance, or delusion, they don't want to do it. Then they don't practice
地已经不一样了。你看地背的由于我地不如阿图瓦的 information 没人背的如果现在到背的比马阿图瓦。
So he feels that what he's doing is being an information giver. Giving POE's information first, they need to know for themselves everything so that they can attack them.
Now, to Vipadana, Vipadana, I told them, I said, Nyan Bama, Liga, Yuji, Nyan Jong, Sadia, Kukyo.
And then he also tells them about how for Vipassana practice, wisdom is very important.Because of the nature of the vipassana practice, wisdom has to be part of the practice, and he has to become a
soul. Wisdom is part of the practice, loba ni atome, doda ni atome, moha ni atome. Tha duri achi.
He says if there is no, if wisdom is not present in some form or another, then what we'll be practicing is either greed or aversion or delusion, because that's the habit of the mind.
This is the cool, bahama ma jau de dua, bahama yusa ma, knowledge ma ma chi bhe bhe ne.
It's like being in a situation that you don't know anything about. He says if you've never come across a situation or never been to this place, you won't know what to think about it or do about
it.
He says you all know that in Buddhism they talk about three kinds of wisdom.
So
in the practice of meditation, a yogi needs to apply the sutta maya and the chitta maya information and their intelligence. The bhavana maya, the insight, that kind of wisdom, only arises when the conditions come together.
အဲ့တော့အာထုတ်တဲ့ညမှာဒီခါလေးယောဂီတွေကတောက်ဖြစ်နေတဲ့ခါဘယ်လိုလုပ်လ
ဲ
ဘယ်လိုလုပ
်
လဲ ဘယ်လိုလုပ်လဲ ဘယ်လိုလုပ်လဲ Have them look at the doubt in mind to begin to examine the state of mind and say, oh, what is this? What is doubt? Have them question and examine the doubt in mind so that they can learn this is what doubt feels like from a place of awareness. Rather than try to get it to go away or fix it.
So if the yogi doesn't have this information, will the yogi know to do this?
Probably not, because he wants to know. I don't know what to say. 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 I don't know what to say.
So, you see that information, right? The to show the yogi the importance of wisdom, even in the form of information. He says, he's noticed how in the five hindrances, there is the start of greed, aversion, and the last three are moha, are delusion. And he says, and what counters the delusion is wisdom.
Knowledge is the way to apply the law. Don't know yama. So, Tina Maida, or Tina Maida Pita Kaja, Lolo Dreda, insert.
This is so if somebody has information, knowledge, some intelligence, they'll know how to, what to do, they'll know how to apply something to the situation. For example, if someone is sleepy, he tells them to inject interest. He says if there's some interest in what's happening, they use some of their own intelligence to want to be curious, even if then that's something.
Sleepy or sleeping is unhappy.
Yeah,
I'm interested in your beauty. Okay. So, I have a question. I'm going to ask you, I'm talking to you.
So, you're talking a lot about
ဒီရှင်ဒီလိုသင်တာပါလဲဆိုတော့တမထနဲ့ဥပဒနာပါကွာလဲဆို
တ
ော့ you also explain to them the different
issues
the way my work and how much I'm going to do and you pass it over ဒီနေ့ဟာဥပဒနာပါနေတာဆိုတော့တော့ဘာဆိုလဲသူကဘာကြိုက်သူဘာလို့ကြိုက်သူကသိရမှာနော်
ဒ
ီလိုမျိုးမျိုးစလုံးကလည်းဆောက်ပါလေဝါဒီလိုဝါအခုပြန်ပါနိုင်ငံမတူဘူးလုပ်ပုံချင်းမ
တ
ူဘူးအထုပ်ပုံချင်းမတူဘူး When the goal
is different, then the post will affect just the difference. The idea is not affected. It's impacted the concept. So,
Samatha
ကအာယုံဥစားပြီ In some kind of meditation, the object is.
ဒီပဒနာမှာကြတော့ဉာဏ်စိတ်ကူးစားပြီ
But
in fact the mind is still thinking. အာသုရစိတ်ကတမာလမိစ္ဆာလား
So you have to be careful about whether the mind that practicing
is tamā vicca is doing
right or wrong.
Maybe
it's tamā lagathe. The logo is parka is this word tamā tamā tamā. He says not there.
I thought the wrong thing.
There is a wrong.
I know Sayado likes to respond to questions. I'm very interested to hear what you teach, but I also want to ask a question. Are there two of them? But here we are in the U.S. at the center, and we've had a number of different teachers come with different perspectives on ways to practice, and most of us have also practiced in different ways. And even the separation of samatha and vipassana that you were just describing, I personally very much appreciate the way you're teaching it resonates to me. But there are other people who would say you need a certain degree of samadhi in order to have these insights, and that you can't say this is samatha practice.And that's the possible practice. And I'm sure you've heard that often in Burma as well, that you need to actually develop a certain degree of concentration or insight that doesn't come through. And it seems to me it's partly a question of temperament, that there's some people who can do that and it's a skillful way for them to practice, and others that try and concentrate in an unskillful way. I wonder if it's, as a teacher,to divide Vipassana and Samatha so distinctly is really accurate, I
He doesn't.
ဘာဖြစ်လို့လဲဥဒင်းဘာလို့တမထနဲ့ဝိပဿနာကိုခွဲပြောလဲဆိုတော့လူတွေကတကယ် insight တွေဝိပဿနာအားထုတ်ပြီးတော့ဉာဏ်ကြီးတကယ် understanding တွေတက်မလာတော့သူတို့ဘာကြောင့်လဲလို့လေ့လာတဲ့အခါကျရင်သူတို့မှာဝိပဿနာကလုပ်တယ်ဒါမှမဟုတ်တမထ idea တွေဉာဏ်ကြီးပါ
The reason she makes this distinction or points out to them the differences between tamatha and vipassana is because she sees that many people who come to practice in the name of vipassana actually only have ideas about meditation that are very tamatha based. And so they practice, but they don't get any insight.
Understanding, real understanding,
real understanding doesn't arise. He doesn't see that in vain, in wisdom, or in form.
Oh, understanding my life, take my feet on me.
Because
when you realize that you are becoming like that, you should. And when people just become too quiet, and they don't learn new things,
what happens
to you is the quiet gets busy.
That's why he explains as much as he understands.
ပြောအဲ့လိုပြောကြည့်တော့ရောတော်တော်များများအကျိုးရှိတယ
်။
အများကြီးထိရောက်မှုရှိလို့
He's found that the things he explains to you can help people. Many of them find it effective in their practice.
ဥပယောဝါအာယုံဥပယောအာယုံဥသာပေးတဲ့ဝိပဿနာစိတ်ကိုဥသာပေးဟုတ်ပြီ။ဘာဖြစ်လို့လဲဆိုရောတော်တော်များများအာယုံမဲနေတော့စိတ်မှာဘာစိတ်နဲ့အာထုတ်လဲဆိုတော့တော်တော်သူမသိဘူး
။
အဲအာယုံသူ့ကိုတားခဲ့မလို့ဘူးဆိုရင် तू ကလာသမီးအာယုံသူဆက်ဆံရတယ
်
မစုတ်ဘူးမမဲဘူးမဆွဲဘူးဆိုရင်
So once you're not going to attach you're letting not to attach to any object then what it suggests immediately is that then you have to relate to all objects as they come
ကျေအာယုံသူ့ကိုတားခဲ့ထားပြီးအထုတ်မယ်ဆိုရင်ဒီစကားတွေသူပြီးဖို့မပြောတော့
But if the mind targets some particular object that it thinks that it should be paying attention to, then it doesn't try to know anything of it
anymore.
So for example, in the touch and hands example, if the person thinks they should be paying attention to the sense of touch, they will pay attention to the sense of touch and you might not notice the other sensations that are present in the hand. Warm, hardness, softness, smoother, rough, and things like that. Or the mind is trying to know one object, because then it becomes unable to know what else is there. That's why for vipassana, the person has to allow the mind.
to relate to any object of the life. Samatha ga phyaung khan di de process phyaung khan di de lo lo.
And samatha is process of life trying to achieve a particular result.
Lo jen na pung ga phyaung khan di de twa hu ha le. Free process. Vipassana ja lo twa learning process.ဥပမာရှိသီးသားတဘာဝကိုမြင်ဖို့ပဲကြိုးစားတာဘာမှပြတ်မလို့
So that's not his nature is already there as it is. You not find it doing anything you need to just kind of recognize that it's there as it is.
So ဘာမှဆိုင်ပြန်မလို့ သမထကအာယုဟောဥပမာသူကမငြိမ်ငြိမ်လို့ရမယ်ပြတ်နေစုရမယ်
So for example, if the mind is not calm, the samatha needs to calm the mind down and it's distracting
the mind. But if the
vipassana is not calm, you're not trying to calm the
mind. Hey, mingyin nao bale, bacha mingyin nao, that's it.
There's the recognition that it's not calm, and then the investigation of what is not calm, what is not calm, and then why is it not calm.So there is a wisdom at work, the sense of investigation.
I thou in Sindhya the yogi. I'm a blue load as well, two of them here.
He is saying these things to yogis so that they can sort of see for themselves how their mind is working.
You can dig up your thing. Ah, yeah, I'm a load. I'm good, but I'm not.
The main thing that he tries to tell them is that for vipassana, there's no need to use a lot of focus on anything.
No. No. For five seconds, I have a Sindhya.
And he explains the five seconds.
တရားတိုးတက်တယ်ဆိုတာယောဂီကတရားတိုးတက်တယ်ဆိုတာဒီစိတ်ထဲမှာဒီ quality ကိုမြင့်တက်လာ
So you say to me you think that if you want to talk about focus and meditation then you think about the five factors you can talk
about Option and time, no? Say next time
Nothing to do with the option
Yeah, I told you, the people who are not going to be able to do it, the people who are not going to be able to do it, the people who are not
going to be able to do it. I'm meditating, butYour awareness is not getting better, your samadhi is not getting better, the insight is not getting better, the understanding is not growing. You can't say that meditation is growing.
Awareness is using a yogi nalai on blue violet, mami la.
So he explains awareness. The word sati, he explains it as not forgetting.
Pali word sati is don't forget, that's all. Oh, asai namo.
Not putting in energy to forget.
ယောဂီတော်များများဥစ္စာကားပြောချင် aware လုပ်တယ် mindful ဆိုရင်သူကအားထိုက်တယ်
။ He's talk to yogi, then usually you think awareness is, or mindfulness is, focusing, putting energy into the center.
Mà mi là ai sẽ giải được?
It is just not forgetting. Can you feel that you're missing the energy?
Like object của mami vụ.
It's just not forgetting the right object.
Like object là meter. Meter là bao nhiêu này mai mình. Cúc 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 anh chỉ bộ mà mi là awareness được rồi.
So, it's just not forgetting to watch yourself.
Ai ào tắt này nó mình thấy nó vừa rồi.
And then just attempting to maintain that for as much as possible.
Mà mi là ác tay giảm mà luôn cố trong của sinh ra nó tất cả cái gì là xin
gì. He says, so not forgetting doesn't require anything. He says, even if you just think about yourself, then you remember yourself.
Bà lâu này đấy. Bà lâu này đấy, tất cả mọi chuyện này.
What's happening in your mind?
ကိုယ်ပါလို့နေအဲ့လိုမေးလိုက်ရင် awareness ကရှိနေတယ
်
awareness ကလူတိုင်းမှာမရှိတာမျိုးရှိပြီးသား
awareness
is not something that you need to
know
အဲ့ဒါကတိပိတ်လို့ပြောတယ်ဒီစောက်ပြီးကိုယ်ကအားဆိုင်ရမလို့ကျွန်တော်စဉ်းစားရင်တမတင်ကပ်ပနဲ့အားထုတ်တာရှိနော်တတိလို့တတိကိုတမတင်ကပ်ပနဲ့တွဲပြီးအားထုတ်မှာလို့
so because there is a use of right thoughtTogether with awareness,
the question. No, sama sankapa. Okay. Now, samadhi, remember your stable mind. Relax, the peaceful, the stable, the samadhi.
He defines samadhi as just the ability of mind. If you're relaxed, peaceful, stable, you consider
mind as samadhi. Ah, tamatha samadhi, and vipassana samadhi.
And then there's two kinds of samadhi. The samatha kind of samadhi.
သမထသမားကြီးအာယုံကိုစိုက်ပြီးတော့ focus လုပ်ပြီးတော့အားကိုတက်လာတဲ့သူသိမှု
သမထကံစမားကြီး where you focus your attention on one object continuously and that strengthens the quality of the mind
အဲ့တော့အဲ့ရသူစိုက်တဲ့အားများလို့ရှိရင်သူကဉာဏ်မှာတုံးတော့ဉာဏ်နည်းတော့တယ်စဉ်းစားဉာဏ်မှာတုံးလို့မရဘူး
But if that kind of focusing gets too strong, sometimes the mind becomes unable to care. Then wisdom cannot sometimes work either.
Vipassana samadhi ya nyamba la. Knowledge yu, yusa man lu, sabotha man lu, sikha duyasi mala lu, sikha yin.
But vipassana samadhi comes from wisdom. This is when the mind understands something, has the right idea, has the right attitude, therefore it has no reaction to what's happening, and so it's calm, it's stable, that's the process of mind.
If you reaction machine, then you need to say you know what, then you need to say you know what, you need to know what.
And in an unreactionary mind like that, because it understands, it's from that kind of stability of mind that insight can arise.
Now, effort ကြတော့လေ body effort ကိုပြောမှာပြော mentally effort ပြော
And when we talk about effort, he tells them it's not about body effort, but energy effort. It's mainly a mental kind of effort.
See, so I believe, even if I feel it, see, see,
I'm
a great see, I'm a
Right effort is about
working, and that's a good effort. Effort, right, right.ဒီလောက်ကဒီလောက်တော့အကျိုးရှိမှန်းသိလို့သူကထပ်ကလို့
and there's the word right effort and right suggests there's wisdom and wisdom could be like understanding the benefit of doing this work and therefore there's this willingness to persevere to go on time and again
ဒီပဒနာအရင်းနဲ့လောက်အောင
် so vipassana is really something to do for all of us
အားအများကြီးစိုက်နေအများလည်းမလို့နေ ပါစဗီယံဘာကြောင့်အကြီးကြီးလဲဆိုတော့တဘာဝအတိုင်းတက်လာတဲ့ energy လို့ကျင်လို့
Why perseverance is important is because you want a natural energy to grow because of momentum
No, confidence စိတ်เนาะတရားမှာဘာရေးကြည့်လဲဆိုကိုလှုပ်တဲ့လှုပ်ကိုကိုယုံလားကိုကိုကိုယုံလားဒီတရားတွေတက်လာကိုလှုပ်တဲ့လှုပ်ကဘာအကျိုးရှိသူလှုပ်တဲ့လှုပ်ကမှဘယ်နှစ်ခေတ်ရမှန်သိပြီဆိုသဘောပေါက်လာပြီဆိုဉာဏ်ပါလာရင် confident တက်လာ
the benefit
of your work, then the confidence in the fact that you're doing it. 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 You're doing it
Simple insight on a daily basis, learning how to practice in the right way. That's wisdom too.
And
also,
you should
have practice
right.
And still fit.
And I'm
still fit. So they really need to be interested in the process of their work. Which is meditating, the mind and the body.
အဲ့တော့အဲ့ဒီစိတ်ကမှကိုမတွေ့ဘူးလို့ဒီစိတ်ကအားရဘယ်လောက်ဆိုင်နေလဲဘယ်လိုအယူဆရှိတယ်ဘယ်လို attitude တွေရှိတယ်ဘယ်လိုနှလုံးသွင်းနေရှိလဲဆိုတော့ကိုမှမသိဘူး skillful ဆိုတော့အရှင်းလာမှာ
This is
like,
so the mind practices meditation but the yogi doesn't seem recognize his own mind doesn't see how much energy he's using how much energy the mind is using doesn't recognize what attitude the mind is holdingdoesn't recognize the beliefs he holds about the practice, doesn't recognize the thoughts that he's thinking while he's practicing, can the yogi become skillful? And if there's no skillfulness, how can there be progress? Sometimes the yogi is stubborn. Well, that was a bad thing
အဲ့တော့သူတို့စိတ်ကိုသူတို့စိတ်အခြေအနေပေါ်မူတည်လို့ကောင်းစိတ်အခြေအနေပေါ်မူတည်မကောင်းဒီစိတ်မှသူနားမလည်ဘူးသူတို့ပဲသွားလိုက်ကောင်းလိုက်ဆိုးလိုက်ကောင်းလိုက်ဆိုးလိုက်ပဲ
Because all people have heard of is that to practice, you have to use effort.
When you first teach that, or somebody comes in from the middle of Rangoon or Boston, restless, dizzy, so forth, what are the first instructions that you give? The same?
The same.
Pay attention to your attitude and to your mind?
Yes. He also tells them to expect to have that for people.
And so just to sit and notice that. He
tells them, you will have a lot of wonder in mind. He tells them.
Right.
Now, we just don't look at it. We don't look at it. Let's
see.
Let's see. Let's see.
You have to accept it. You have to understand your mind. You see how it is. Mm-hmm. No, you just
တနေ့ကုန်တွေးထားပြီးမှထိုင်တဲ့အချိန်တစ်ချင်းနေချင်လို့ရမလား Okay, can you just want to sit down and just be still? Okay, I'm going to take a break.
He says, if the car is speeding, can you hit the brakes and will it stop
immediately? Okay. Let's go. No, not that. Stay away. Oh.
Okay. Stay away.
Stay away.ပညာပြည်နော်အဲ့ဒါဆောင
်ကြည့်
ဆောင်ကြည့်
စစ်စစ်
တယ်ဒီ involve ဖြစ်တယ်ဆိုတော့ definement နဲ့အားထုတ်မှာ involve ဖြစ်တယ်
when you know he's involved in something that's happening he says it's always the department that get involved
involve ဖြစ်တော့ learning လုပ်လို့မရဘူး
so once you're involved learning cannot happen
so involve ဖြစ်မယ်ခံစားမယ်ပြီးအောင်မယ်
once you get involved you feel you buy into it and you shout
So, I have been on now, I just did a chat on chat after.
And then, he talks about last week to be early.
It's
really important
point.
Continue
to be when
it's easy. Continue to be when it's easy. Where is the next one?
ဘာကြောင့်အရေးကြီးလဲဆိုတော့ဥစဉ်တော့အားမဆိုင်ဘူး effort ကိုအများကြီးမတုံးဘူးအဲ့တော့သူမမလုံနိုင်တော့ပြေးလုံတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့တော့ဆက်မနာလန်လုံပြီးရင်တော့အရှိန်မဆောက်ဘူ
း He explains to them why continuity is important because he doesn't require them to use a lot of energy to focus and to know the objectives and all that he wants them to know just whatever they can not whatever they can but he wants them to do it without stopping like try to maintain that throughout the dayAnd every day, he wants us to wait because a momentum will develop when you just know what you can and keep doing that as long as possible.
Snowball reaction, you can see.
So he likens it to a snowball reaction, a snowball rolling down a hill.
Summer,
slow. The momentum starts, it starts gaining momentum.
Even yogi, I don't improve my feel as well. The retaji dali, you see my little.
He explains to me that he sees that why people don't improve is because they just never carry on long term.
Vipadana is key point at dali.
That's the key point at vipadana.
I love the cool, you see, low lavi so in. Don't sound low line too, but he's a good deep understanding.
He says,Any
subject, no?
In any field of study, if you keep studying that subject for a long period of time, years and years, you just get deeper and deeper into the
subject. Yin yang. I mean, yin yang.
You have to be close to the subject. Always thinking of it, always part of it.
ဦးဇင်းပြောတာမမတွန်ပြေးလို့ပြေးမှာမိသားတရားပြေးသလိုအချိန်တိုတိုနဲ့အားများများထုတ်ပြီးတော့တခုခုရဖို့အဲဥစားအားမပေးဘူ
း So he thinks of meditation as a marathon not a 100 meter race he says you're not putting in a lot of energy in a single retreat setting to get somewhere
ယောဂီရဒီတမှာအတကုံအားထုတ်တယ်အပြင်ကျလူဖိမ့်လို့မတတ်ဘူ
း Now yogis put out all their energyIn a retreat, but they don't know how to keep doing it at home.
I mean, we're quite nice.
That's very
important.
And over a long period of time, some of them start feeling like
this.
At the center, they get everything at home,
they
get nothing.
Okay. Uzin Kutu, Uzin Kutu, Uzin Kutu, Uzin Kutu, Uzin Kutu, Uzin Kutu,
His own experience was that it's only when he started really practicing at home continuously for a year that he really saw progress.
What is it? The get defilement and do it. The get ego and do it. The get, the deen, and the get, yanema, yama.
This is because you see the real defilement, the real ego, and you've got to use real effort and real intelligence to get real insight.
So, hello, continue dia UG eh.
So that's why continue.
Hello, young you bjo, taya tu chin bae chain lai lo bjo yin, a chain lai ma.
You
can also
when you practice.
Ucha
atho
da ma.
Not the posture that practice.
Thai ni lo ma ngai ni, tu yin tu yin lo taya tu
da bjo
ma. Thik ka khona do five packet ya atho mya, tadhi wiriya awe si ya ma, awe si ya ma, love ya ma, interest ya ma.
So in the mind, all these five faculties have to be watching. The mind has to be awake, alert, aware.
Any posture?
In any posture.
Anyway. Process the cool process to mean me so much. Sale to mean me so much. The
proper and lama. And continuity also allows the mind to see whole process, the process from beginning to end. And only then, in fact, the understanding can come. All the truth.
So now, not cool. Second, I'm excited and blue.
The second thing
is
the
How to be aware without using energy to focus.
Don't pay attention to any particular part of your body.
Not here.
The
whole body
is
object.
Just think of the whole body
as
an object.
Temperature. Love outside.
How much effort does it take? How much energy is required to notice people?
Kettle. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do
I have to make one day?
You just told me.
So, you know, you don't have to pay my ECCC. I mean, who have you ever been having?
So, you don't have to really, you know, relax. You don't have to get tired with meditation
here,
but don't stop.
Don't forget yourself.
You have to stop,
Sarah.
Yeah.
But not practicing.
No.
Most important point coming.
Oh, wait. The other yogis can wait.
Oh, the cook yogis.
So this is something very important.
Right view, John Bjorn.
Tell me about right view.
Wait, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Go through the ayo ni, sikha bulu
sin sa. So
you're aware of all these experiences. So from what point
of
view should you do these experiences? Object of rupa,
Why does it anger in
Abel, is the wrong view.
But it's the wrong view.
Wrong view, but any defilement, the wrong view, the twilight, don't tell.
It's any defilement. When you put it together with wrong view, then the defilement can grow.
I know. Say, you should kind of do, yeah, pure, pure, much, and I'm a pure, and a good, say, you can go
so
long.
So when we want someone to watch their own mind, because we have to tell them about this point of view. Otherwise, they watch their mind and all it does is grow those emotions.
Depression, tamaria, do you think you do see it?
People who are depressed are very aware of their mind.
But
very touchy.
They think, I am depressed. Mm-hmm. Depressed people and people. Mm-hmm. Oh. Hey, okay. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Now we can have a secret teacher.
The object is an object of anger.
Anger.
keep looking at that person, what happens?
Same principle. I own the metal,
so for him, there's no focusing on the object, it's about adjusting the mood of the mind.
Right?
What is the mind thinking about the experience of pain?
Pali call yoniso or ayoniso. Yoniso manasikara, you know? Yeah. Yoniso manasikara is put on mind. Yoniso manasikara, kudo sing manamya, yoniso manasikara.
Every wholesome mind has a
yoniso
manasikara element to it,
the
right thought.
A wholesome mind is ayoniso.
So what is the mind thinking about this experience?
Pain, nga pain.
Is the mind thinking my pain, I'm in pain?
And identify love with your samadhi.
So then you can recognize once you're identification, so of course every other experience following.
Right view in Shinzame, being who sick feeling with Tina, take up Lutonian in the Pajam, the Pajama Jai, the Hari Lila.
So then he tells you to intellectually bring in this idea that this is his nature, and then take the time to investigate how the mind is feeling because of the pain, how it's reacting.
The paper might take up Lutan,
how is it feeling? What's the mind feeling? How is it thinking?
Relationship with
Lila. So there's an investigation of how the mind and the physical and the perception of the physical pain, how they relate to each other.
And if the mind state changes, the
perception of the pain changes.
So
there's an investigation of
how the mind and the physical and the perception of the pain
changes. So if you just look at the pain, if you're not looking at what's true,
it depends on the mind, the object of your mind.
So when there is aversion in the mind, then there's only aversion.
Lova se chini, lova ayon.
There's greed. There's greed
on. So, nian si ma doa dhamma ayon.
So only when wisdom is present, then it becomes
dhamma. What sikta gubuli la, no?
So there is more an investigation of the mind. But you keep both in view. You keep both in view. And it's not important for the pain to go away at all. If he tells you these two, ask themselves, remind themselves, why are they being aware?
But teaching, I'm not teaching,
the objective is to really understand how things work, not to make the pain disappear.
Comfortable to go to the end.
He met a yogi, he had a yogi once. She worked as a nurse, so she did a lot of standing. Suddenly she had to do a lot of sitting, she couldn't take it. So
he told him,
so he told her to do a lot of standing.
So that, I don't mind
what,
she did
part
of the deal.
And she felt comfortable, she
did people. Before anger all the time. Do them a guide, people shall do them a guide. The posture is not very important.
So then we should learn to choose a posture that is comfortable for
you. Walking in the to-do level.
Basically,
you idea about your
yoga. Most things
are
talking about the
ideas.
It doesn't tell them what to pay attention to. It tells them how it should be happening.
Okay.
You described it three times in this meeting, and you were saying during the first one is information into the practice, which it affects the mind, and it affects the attitude, and it instructs yourself.
딴말 나와 이거?
When you refuse the first or the second, and you understand how to practice in the right way, he says then, you know, when the causes are right,
effect automatic. Effect will come on your
neck. He says you shouldn't be thinking of the effect, wanting
the effect.
That only happens when the right conditions come together.
Apply dulu ya lah, information intelligence.
But you can actively apply this information.
有理有没有？底下从现在慢慢现在有没有？
Let me ask you, so when you practice meditation, should you think or not? A little bit. A little bit.
So are you doing it? So this is our.
He said they should be thinking at least about their own practice, how they practice, how they practice.
我不能漏你的，现在的时候，我不能买别的。
Thinking in the sense of reminding yourself.
他休息了，不漏你，过我休息了。 Any fee, when any situation, man,
that
in
any situation, in the money
law, we need to use our intelligence. Business also. If you don't use your intelligence, then you use the money loss. So,
ตัวเป็นคนดูแลอะไรเนี่ยตัวกูน่ะตัวอ่ะแต่ชูดาวไม่ติดนะมันแน่จริงน่ะที่เจ๋วอ่ะเจ๋วอ่ะตัวอ่ะอ่ะขึ้นอยู่ได้อ่ะตัวที่เพี้ยนเลยเพี้ยนนี่มันติดเลยเออตัวนี้เนี่ยตัวอ่ะอะคริลิกเนี่ยจะคาบิฟอร์มมันจะคาบิฟิชเชนซีเนี่ยจะคาบิฟอร์มอะไรแล้วมาติดเลยเดี๋ยวนี้ที่ร้านเนี่ยตัวอ่ะอยากเราตัวเซตตัวติดไอ้เราเดอะมอร์ตัวบลูคันดาเลยใช่ไหมไอ้ที่มาตัวติดเนี่ยเราติดเลย So it comes to a point where you're not watching the knowing anymore, but it's known.
Yes. That's natural awareness.
Yes.
I am Bowman. Yes, I do. I don't need to believe. Even the least part of it, see that when people do that, you can see
it. He's noticed one thing. When he's told people that they should recognize their awareness, if they can, and if people try to know that awareness, they can get a chance to. If the mind recognizes it on its own, it recognizes what, you know, knowing is happening, then that's enough. Yeah. Okay.
Not here.
Sometimes he asks the yogi, when they notice a thought come up, do they only recognize that it's a thought? Or do they recognize that this is the mind?
Awareness has a thought with it.
Awareness only recognizes that there is a thought.
Understanding that the mind is not it.
Understanding only sees through that, sees that there is a mind. So when you ask questions like that, it sort of wakes the yogi up to it. Otherwise, if you just watch the thought, obviously it's stolen. Every time he thinks of this person, he gets angry. He asks the yogi, he says, isn't that person, alright, you know, coming into view, or is that a mind that has
removed it?
Don't they have this different perspective? They know which point of view to take it from.
So
to consider a feeling, just feel it.
Right view in some shima, right view is sweet. Awareness and learning.
Always putting right view in front and then using awareness to do the learning.
More in what? Concept back with your attention, concept back your emotion.
Otherwise, the attention goes towards the concept in the experience and then the emotion starts coming.
So, you can't do it. 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 You can't do it.
So once the yogi has been practicing some time, he says that in every moment they have to be watching out, like in which direction are they going to keep their mind? That's right thought, directing it to the right object.
Right object will help you.
Samasankappa, right thought, actually directs the attention of the mind to the right
perspective. To the right perspective.
If that's not there, then the mind naturally goes to the wrong
view.
To the top.
Do you teach about looking at the nature of awareness itself? Like in some teachings it talks about looking at the empty nature of awareness, so the fact that there's knowing but there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
So is that part of the investigation or not?
The dhiya, the bhava or chikhanda, nature of awareness, then the chalu ya bhutina, so the dhiya, the bhava or blu, chikhanda, so dhiya, blu, or chikhanda. The dhiya, 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 dhiya,
He says,
if the yogi can't can or begins to or is able to sense it, he says then we'll talk about it. But if there's no kind of silences, why talk about it?
Vipassana ni yang ini tiba lah.
Because
I'm the vipassana is like important. Actually, my yeji de, ule,
He too, he understands the value of the Vipassana insight. He says there is even a, because of an understanding of their value, there is some liking of the mind towards these insights, the understanding that we get and what it does for you and so on. He says, but if the mind doesn't ultimately realize that this is also nothing, this also is just what, you know, it can't drop it and move on.
Because
he often enjoys his insight. Just thinking, rethinking about what he's understood is great.
Fantastic.
Because you realize that you can never have thought of in your entire life. You can't imagine it and you understand it. Right now, he says he's not in a state that he wants to let go to.
I mean, it took the world of power. That was funny. That was so tiny.
But he understands that if he's holding on to this, it can't go beyond.
Okay.
I have no questions, but there
are other people here. He does.
Well, this is maybe so I don't want to answer this. But in the text that I heard, you had mentioned somebody had talked about the experience of nirvana as being just cessation, no awareness.
Yeah.
And you said, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, you know, how you
He says, what understands Nirvana is wisdom.
Magapala is a
jnana. Magapala are jnana, insight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, there's nothing.
Daha uzin atui siyatamari ya pyo thalu.
He says, but this, he says, what he's explaining now is what Seattle, his teacher, has explained to him. That's why he understands what he's
saying.
He's not his
teacher.
And he's had that kind of experience many times.
Many times, but. Seattle
only asks him this question every time. Not knowing anything, what sort of mind is that? He says, Seattle wouldn't answer the question. It's not his responsibility to tell you, it's your responsibility to know
for yourself.
That's why he doesn't bow.
He
doesn't talk about Nirvana at all because we can't understand Nirvana because we don't know it yet. And if we talk about it in words, the yogi will just
imagine, make a target.
What he interprets it to be from words.
He or she.
So if imagine that nirvana is something and think that's what they
are. There is delusion. And yeah, delusion is learning.
Delusion is already at work, and all you'll get is
wrong way, yes. Wrong way.
Not we
as a people.
Right now, even the word
paramatma,
he won't define it to people anymore. They'll come with their experiences, you know, very real.
Because
and he says not defined
it. Because as their understanding grows, their understanding of paramatma
won't change.
If
you pay attention to your own seeing, the sense of sight, you will see shape, color, distance. That's all we see, all the
color. So how do you
understand the paramatma in that?
Paramatma
color
is
there color in paramatma?
Is there
shape in paramatma?
Size is there.
Is there size in paramatma?
How to blue look ayong view when you sight is
paramatma? How to see paramatma?
We can protect
let
the
sight
go or phone the message.
Then you ask, does the mind have shape?
Form? No. Color? I mean, see,
you can know the mind.
No mind, you can
know
the mind.
You can recognize
the different
activity.
I mind
about it. And what does the mind know?
Do you know nothing?
The mind knows something that you know.
Make it the same. Do you know the thing, the object that
you
really
know? So once you know that something is being known, then the nature of everything is
the same. As same as the Bhagavad Gita, Atang or Anang or the Golong, the object will be as to do it.
So if you understand that in sight or any of the other sense doors,
the sound all the same, seeing all the things, sound all the smell, all the taste, all the body sensation. But now many people, they sitting. He said, I see reality all rising, passing away, anything, sitting, open the eyes, see me. This is the problem. This is a reality. If you reality, every time you understand it, this is nature. Many people sitting, close the eyes, oh, he said, rising, passing away, many, oh, the whole body, rising and passing, reality is a problem. And you open the eyes, gone. This is the twisting idea.
So if
he
goes to
Bhagavad Gita,
from the mind's point of view, knowing is the
object. Then he can tell pain and no pain. Do you know what
he means?
Yeah.
So he tells you that pain and no pain is the same.
What's that?
What's the same between pain and no pain?
No.
See
that? You know. Object in that way,
yeah.
Now, Peter the body.
And then the same in the nature of arising.
Mm-hmm. And you're a two-year student will do it. A two-year student will take a look at it. Pit out of knowledge.
So he asked, there's further question. Do you know the thought? Do you know the mind? Do you know the
mind? Understanding level, I'm too low.
Depending on how much
they
understand,
then
you might be able to
see.
Back and it was cold stuff, and it was like 20 degrees. So just in a few hours, from beautiful Haiti to from below.
Yeah.
And in this respect, it was the same. I mean, it was very striking, but it was just something of being known.
Mm.
And is that being known or that being known?
Yeah.
And it really was the same from that perspective.
Yeah. You know, I was very interested in Caribbean who journey my son in the Emma Yanni look out the Jesus, what the chain don't work, the same your love is here, we look young come. Emma, do what you are like, Chimatima, minus kids, minus kids, the Archan, you look out. I mean, who's the guy, Chima, the lower chain, the young man, you go, who are let these, yeah, darling, these are something, a shame you pick up.
And the world bomb,
that's good.
That's
sound and no sound. Sound and no sound also the same.
The Caribbean
times. Yes. How do
the
mind
feel and how do the mind understand? Yes.
Feeling and
it's
look. Feeling does its
work and wisdom does its work. How do
you know? Another question, Julia, I could pass up to you, then you
He says another thing that a lot of yogis say is that they have to get rid of perception. They mustn't recognize anything anymore.
They would do that.
They try to forget any moment.
But
perception is not a problem. It's not a
wrong perception. Wrong perception.
Far wrong then.
Wrong perception. Wrong perception.
Problem is wrong.
Moha. I don't
understand
the
moha.
Not
understanding things as they are.
Perception is sika activity to kuwe lo tiya ma sika lou ni le a lou to kuwe.
Perception is at work and they only need to recognize that perception is a function of mind at work.
This is sanya is one
kana.
What do you do when yogis come and give these instructions but their mind is just wandering all the time?
Because this object, seeing is also a very strong object. Lao Tu Zhan is a yogi, you know. Tanegong body, Tanegong tri thai, ni ni ma wo ma ti.
He says, you know, it's so strange. People can go around the whole day being mindful of their body and the feelings and all, they don't recognize their seeing all
this. This is the best. In beginning to wake up, your eye open, this object is very obvious. But nobody recognize or nobody teaches to be aware of your feet. Sound is taken away. But seeing is very difficult because you never practice. Talking and seeing, never practice. That's why that time is the most difficult time. Hello. I told you how to do it. I love you to do it.
He says thinking too much, you know, like not being able to stop thinking. He says because the yogi's mind is like has momentum in that, they've been thinking a lot. Also, they're not giving their mind work to do. So when the mind doesn't have something to do, it will think. And so he says to suggest to the yogi not to think of thinking as a problem. It's okay if the mind thinks, and let the mind think. The mind is doing its job, and they do their job. So we try to pay attention.
And remind, asking yourself, what's the mind doing now? Yeah, so you need how can that inside who got to do
them? And if
you
keep thinking, what am I aware of now? What am I aware of?
Yeah, tama tinga ba ni ato
na. That's using right thought to help the yogi to be in the present moment. Then the mind can't sort of. He says when a yogi is told to focus on an object, like pay attention to an object, then what the yogi's mind automatically does is focus on thought. And then
all the time the practice already focus the thought and
thinking.
Yeah,
that's the habit.
I got the right view or right thought for influence.
So the first opportunity to write, view or write thought, like reminding myself often. This question has a lot of, this paper has a lot of questions. It's at the back of the notebook. 23, yeah, right answer.
Where's my mind now? Where's my mind doing now? You're aware or not, outside or inside? Question this is, you remind yourself. Now, vipassana ma, nyasi peida,
dhikamita. Vipassana meditation, whether you're closing the eyes, really
great. During bhavane ma, atureshi ma,
when he was practicing at home, he couldn't close his eyes. He was running a business.
Business,
he couldn't close his eyes.
I don't know.
So he practiced being aware of seeing. Because if he closed his eyes, you know, when he was free, people, you know, the shops
would
be
coming to
him and ask, what are you doing? And he said it was a waste of time answering their questions. So he kept his eyes open.
Secretly,
no,
you
can
imagine.
They can't
go. I told you
that.
True,
true,
Betty.
Don't need to know.
It's my, me and my mind.
Not normal. Normal,
when he closes his eyes, either gives them room to think, like, what's going on? This is not normal. Yeah.
People
come and ask him, didn't you sleep at night?
So any object is out, yeah, the Guru Chanting, take that.
So if the mind is, you know,
really
skillful,
it's out. You see that awareness, grow people, tamari tabu, nyan people, the hadi gari, or take
that object is out. It's important only for the awareness to develop, for the tamari to grow, for insight to arise, whatever the object is.
The Luya in Yena, oh, legend, my lord of the people, see over here.
He says what happens because people never practice being conscious that seeing is happening, is they just don't dare to look at anything. Because they think they'll get
it. If you look at it, immediately the emotion coming, reaction coming, then every somebody go.
But at home, he says, you can't avoid seeing, so that's the practice. You see and that's a reaction. And recognizing that.
Reaction and they're my main object in it.
So the reaction becomes main object. For now, it's all about it.
Stop recording.